Lawn and Garden, and mention the name Dynagreen, they almost have a cult-like following. Dynagreen for years has been making products for commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products and packaging for the retail market. You and me, now you and I can take advantage of that Dynagreen product. At Dynagreen, they support your local neighborhood dealer. So ask for it by name. That's right, Dynagreen. Go into your independent lawn and garden dealer and ask for it by name. Dynagreen makes their products specifically for our yards. The picture-perfect lawn, you need Dynagreen or DynagreenInfo.com.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse, Kirkwood Material Supply, and Bear Garden Center.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like three times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Union Cash Program gives new home buyers a great deal, plus $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the unions. Search Union Home Building Partnership online for details.
This is Lawrence Welk.
Yes.
Yeah. He used to do this all the time on Saturday nights.
Right.
Wow. Move over Voice. Move over America's Got Talent. Move over American Idol. What a off to a screaming start. The Call, our talent show, which is now in progress. I want to thank one of our advertisers who sent me a text after he heard about the free dental work available tomorrow and Saturday for people in need. And he said, he just sent me a quick text. He says, I am involved in, and he mentioned the charity. He said, I will get the word out right now to get some people that we work with down there. So that's the deal. Chaffetz Arena tomorrow and Saturday, all day, both days, long hours, lots of people volunteering from the dental world to give free dental care to homeless people and people in need. And if you want more information, you can call Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com will get you all the information. But there are lots of dentists and lots of people who work in those dental clinics who are involved. And they do this around Missouri. It's actually under the Missouri Mission of Mercy, it's called. And it's a good thing. I say we play our theme music out of every break before we, just to get them in the mood again. Let's play it now. The theme music for The Call, our talent show.
This is The Call.
That gets me fired up. Welcome. This is The Call, the greatest talent show on radio. And up next, I believe we have Larry. Hello, Larry. How are you?
Hi. Doing fine.
And a little bit about yourself, Larry. We're new to the talent business, so we're working out the kinks as we go, and I didn't really get to know the other contestants. So a little bit about you, Larry. What do you do, and where do you do it?
Well, help my wife deliver newspapers every morning. I am on this Social Security disability, so I play music once a week. I have a little country music opera over here, getting ready to go here in a little bit, play some music over there. We do it every Thursday night.
So you have a paper route. Is it still true that those paper routes go for a lot of money? You sell your route to somebody?
No, not the ones I'm doing. I just did for a local newspaper here out of Effingham, Illinois.
Okay, Effingham, Illinois. And what are you going to do for us, Larry?
Well, is Dan there today?
Oh, he's here.
Yes, sir.
He's right here.
Okay, I'm going to play the harmonica, and I'm going to play Turkey in the Straw.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Right. I can't wait. Take it away, Larry. Larry with Turkey in the Straw from Effingham, Missouri. Go ahead, Larry. Larry, keep in mind, we're used to hearing the master, so in no way would we compare your playing to somebody like Dan Strauss. But I got to tell you, that was good.
Yeah.
That was very good, Larry.
I was impressed.
Is that what you play with your band, or what else do you play when you do your band gigs?
Usually when I play over here, I play the bass guitar, but I also play a regular guitar, play a mandolin, and a tenor banjo.
Well, you're like the Mandrell sisters. Play a little bit of everything. All right, well, Larry, we'll put you on hold here, and Dan... going to be your toughest critic when it comes to the harmonica. He'll take your number, and I think you know the prize package. It's pretty substantial. So, Larry, thank you, and good luck to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Larry seemed like an up chipper kind of guy.
Yeah.
Probably from listening to this show. Robert is with us. Hello, Robert.
Actually, can you come back to me, Frank?
Can I come back to you? Well, sure. We'll put you on hold and we'll come back to you. Obviously, Robert calling from his job.
He
has to make sure the boss walks away before he does whatever he's going to do. I don't know that this next guy is eligible to participate. Steve the conductor. Hello, Steve.
Mike in the Papa mic. Over.
What?
He was doing AM in the PM thing. Alpha mic and the Papa mic. That's military lingo. Steve, you're probably disqualified, but we'd love to hear your talent anyway. What are you going to do?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he's got a whole routine.
It's my honor and my privilege to introduce to you the President of the United States of America, Harry S. Truman. Give him hell, Harry! I don't give anybody hell. I just tell the truth and they think it's hell.
I believe that sounded just like Harry Truman. Wow, Steve. All this time we never knew that you could do that. That was good, Steve.
Oh, there are many things I can do.
Oh, he's got more.
I can't hog the whole show, you know.
Well, we've got time for one more. What else do you do?
Okay,
I threw him there.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Oh, my goodness. That's FDR dead on.
Dead on. Steve.
He must have a roster of presidents that he does.
He's been riding on this town all these years from us. Man.
His thing must be presidential voices. Well, Steve, that's very impressive. And you won't have your feelings hurt if you can't, if you're not eligible.
You're almost like a member
of the show. Yeah, you're like a member of the team.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not paid for it or anything like that. So
well, you got a point there.
He's trying.
And you're not going to be.
He's trying hard.
He has a point. He's not a paid employee. Yeah. Well, Steve, we'll take that under advisement.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Switch me to Dan. I'll give you my number.
We got your number.
Decide one way or the other.
We got your number, Steve. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Steve. The great Steve the conductor. He's the reason. Yeah, he's the reason Bruce Lindquist and the orchestra sounds as good as they do. We move on to Pat. Now, I don't know if that's male or female, and every time I see the name Pat, I conjure up in my mind the great SNL skit. Pat, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm doing this on a whim because you guys are great. But anyway, you guys just got back from Mexico, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Three, 4 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Or
well,
6 weeks ago.
I'm going to sing Acapulco. Or acapella, or whatever they call it.
I believe it's acapella. And real quickly, Pat, what is your story? Do you do anything for a living?
Oh, I'm a retired painter.
Painter, house painter, or portrait painter?
Both.
Both, wow.
I did murals and all that stuff.
All right, and what will you be singing acapella?
I guess Johnny Cash. Well, I'm not trying to sound like him or nothing. I'm just going to sing it.
Well, you sound like yourself. Be your own person. But it's one of his songs. Take it away, Pat.
Okay. Ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Nice
God thing. Gave me that girl, lean on. Then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Ba-do-ba-do, whatever.
Is that in the song?
Now I don't recognize that as a Johnny Cash song. Didn't Marty Robbins or somebody do that song?
No, it was Johnny Cash.
Really?
Yeah, 59, 58.
Well, I just made up an expression. Pat, you made it your own.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I know I did.
I just made that up.
I screwed it up.
No, you didn't. And, Pat, we're going to take your number, put you on hold, take your number. Good job. Well done.
Thank you, sir, and I love you guys. I'm AM and a PM
for
about 20 years.
Thank you so much, and thanks for being a part of The Call.
Thank you, sir.
World's newest and best radio talent show. Next up is Kim. Hello, Kim. Oh. No?
Uh-oh. No, yeah, there she is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kim, how are you?
I am just fine.
And what is your story, Kim? What do you do? What do you like to do?
I'm a retired grandma of three.
Of three. Okay.
And my 10-month-old baby just woke up.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do the Swiffer lady from TV. It's my impression of her.
Okay.
Morty, we're living in a fool's paradise.
This is better than I thought it would be.
I figured if you guys wouldn't laugh, I would.
No, this is a better contest than I thought it would be. Who would have guessed that one talent would be the voice of the Swiffer lady on television? I never would have guessed that. And let me hear it one more time because it's short. Let's hear it again.
Okay. Morty, we're living in a fool's paradise.
Wow, better the second time. Well, Pat, hang on. Dan will take your number real quick. I'm sorry, Kim. Dan will take your number real quick. Thank you for entertaining us. We appreciate it. The talent.
Wow.
The talent that's out there. It's Ben's turn. Hello, Ben.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Well, thank you, Ben. Hallelujah. Ben, what's your story? What part of town do you live in?
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, St. Charles County, I know it well, and there's a great joke with St. Peter's in the joke, but I won't say any more because I'll be needing to tell that joke before long. Are you married, divorced, happy, sad?
Yeah.
What's the story?
Did you say heavy set?
No, happy or sad.
Oh.
But are you heavy set, now that you mentioned it? Are you a heavy man?
Not real heavy.
Well, then I can't associate with you. I was going to say join the club. If you said you were heavy, then I could say, hey, me too. What's your talent there, Ben?
I do an impression.
And which ones will you be doing for us?
Well, I don't want to give it away right now.
And you know, that's very smart, because if we can't tell who it is, then they're obviously not very good.
So no, I've been working on it for a long time.
How many are you going to do?
Just one.
All right, we're ready.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, tono, 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 tono.
Oh, my goodness. That one goes back.
And goes back a ways.
Yeah, and this is where my memory fails me. I know sort of what that's supposed to be. What? Help me out, Peon. What's the tono, tono, tono?
I believe it was a guy that had some condition where he talks in conversations, but the only words he says were tono, tono, tono.
It was on YouTube.
Yeah, it was a news story. Well, he nailed it.
Yeah, I don't know what to think, though. The only person that was laughing was Dan, so...
Well, you nailed it, man. Sometimes, Ben, when people are in sort of shock at the level of talent, they don't react because they're stunned by the talent.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That's what happens. Ben, do we need Ben's number?
I'm going to step aside and let somebody else do it.
How about this? He's stepping aside because he knows he might be the winner, but he wants somebody else to take the prize. Well, unbelievable. Thank you, Ben. What a generous gesture. You know, that guy knows he probably won.
Yes.
And unselfishly says, I don't want the prizes. Give them to somebody else. Wow. Now, that's the real guy.
This is the video, yeah.
He nailed it.
He
nailed it. Now, who's next? We got such a list here. Is it Mark? Is he next? Or where are we on the list?
Dan's next.
Dan, welcome to The Call. How are you?
Frank, how you doing?
Doing great, Dan. What's your story? What part of town do you live in?
Well, I live way up north of Troy, Missouri, a little town called Eolia.
I know.
I'm a retired tiger tamer and a polo bear hunter.
A polo bear hunter?
Polo bear.
Those big white bears up by the Eskimos, I used to hunt polo bears.
I believe they're polar bears.
Polar bears.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what they call them.
Oh,
his comedy, his
talent. Has he started his talent already?
What's your talent there, Dan?
I have the perfect pig squeal.
Well, be careful, buddy, because you're talking to the pig squeal master. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
I that?
Well, Dan, it's good, but
I let me, the master here.
Let me, Frank. As the pig squeal master, let me show you.
Frank
what
here is the master.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Let me show you what a pig squeal really sounds like. Are you willing to accept defeat when I do this? You need to be in the mindset that you may now hear something better. Are you okay with that?
Well, who's the judge?
We are.
You can't be the judge.
Well, I'm disqualified. No, I'm disqualified. I'm not up against you. I'm disqualified. I just thought I'd show you because that's one of my very few talents is pig squeal.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Now, what I'm requesting is...
Now, we heard yours.
I was requesting both of you guys do it at the same time.
No, that won't come off very well, I don't think. Dan, hold on. We're going to get your number. So far, you are the only person in that category of pig squeal sound. So, and I doubt that there'll be others. But, Dan, hang on. We'll get your number. Thank you.
Okay.
Boy, the voice, the call, has just taken off like wildfire.
This is The Call.
The Call.
Yeah.
I need to keep being reminded the name of our own contest here. It's Mark's turn. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Well, you know I'm aiming the penis.
Well, you must be or you wouldn't be calling. And what's your story? What part of town do you live in?
I live in St. Chuck.
St. Chuck. That's what people call it who live there. And are you married, divorced, happy, having an affair?
Married somewhat happily and
He's a truthful man.
Well, that's about as good as it
gets. What do you do for work?
I own a dental laboratory.
Woo! All right. Way to go. Yeah. What's your talent?
I was one of your guests at one time.
What's your talent there, Mark?
Well, you know the movie Ted?
Yes, I love that movie.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I can do Ted.
The bear.
Not heard anybody do that. We're ready.
Okay, hold on. I gotta get in voice. Okay. Oh, yeah. Put your finger in my tag loop.
For those of you who didn't see the movie, you'll have to take our word for it. That was Ted. Mark...
I do a pig squeal, too.
Oh, man.
You know, let's have it while you're here. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, take the trash out.
Oh my God. Well, didn't he say he was sort of happily married?
Yes.
I just knocked that down another notch or two. When you get home, you may not even be that happily married. Well, Mark, that was fantastic, and we're going to take your number. Thank you, Mark.
All right, thanks.
Look at the calls. Look at the call. The call is a huge... Other stations right now are banging their heads. Why didn't we think of that?
Meetings are happening right now.
They're calling. They're sending out emails and voicemails. We're meeting tomorrow morning in the radio station conference room. How could this station have come up with something we could have come up with? They did it to us again. That's what they're doing right now. Dave is our next contestant. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gang. How's it going?
It's going great, Dave. This is a much more successful show than we could ever have imagined. What part of town are you in?
I'm on 370 driving home. I live in O'Fallon.
Live in O'Fallon, Illinois or Missouri?
Missouri,
St. Charles County. Married, divorced, happy, sad. What's the deal?
Married just 15 years. Great kids. I just bought my third vehicle from Johnny Rondup Chevrolet, where I'm coming from.
Trying to butter up the judges. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, whatever works.
What's your talent, Dave?
Impressions.
And how many will you be doing?
Two.
And we don't ask who they are. If they're good, we should know. Go right ahead. Impression number one.
Okay, it's an old buzzard cartoon. No, can't do it.
Oh, the buzzard from cartoons.
Yeah,
Bugs Bunny.
Dan would be the expert on that. Dan, how'd he do, okay?
Yeah, he did okay.
And what's the other impression, Dave?
And then Marv from Home Alone when the tool chest was falling down the stairs.
Okay.
The sound of the tool chest falling down the stairs. That's it.
And you know what? And I actually worried that there'd be no talent.
No.
How foolish of me.
I know.
Dave, I'll put you on hold. Dan will take your number, okay? Now, Dan, are you making little notes like Dave, buzzard impression? Just kind of a little notation as to what they did here.
No. There's the buzzard there.
See, there's the actual real. Can't tell them apart.
No.
Cannot tell them apart. All right, before we break, and then we're not, there's more, folks. There's more. Jen is here. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm great. I just came from Ballast Dental Care the other day.
Buttering up the judges again. Nothing wrong with that.
No. First time, hadn't been in the dentist in years.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, it's everything you say. It's
thank you.
It's a great place.
Well, thank you for that. Now, Jen, what part of town are you in?
Webster Groves.
Webster Groves. Quaint, beautiful little Webster Groves. Are you married, divorced? What's the deal?
I'm divorced.
You're divorced. Are you looking?
Oh, you know I'm looking.
I like her already. Jen, what's your talent?
My talent is I do Jimmy Durante impressions.
Oh, my goodness.
Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante.
I know.
This is rare. Very rare.
But listen, let me tell the little quick joke.
Sure.
As Jimmy Durante. Dink-a-dink-a-do. Well, I walks into this restaurant, see, and I sees a sign. And I orders pheasant under glass. And I look, I see the sign, watch your hat and coat. And while I was just finishing off the glass, somebody done stole my coat.
That was great.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know that I got the punchline, but that doesn't matter. It was that fantastic Jimmy Durante.
Yeah, it was.
That's what sealed the deal. Jen, we're going to take your number, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. I'm blown away. I mean, you can just tell by my expression. I'm in shock. I thought, well, we'll get three decent talents. Was I ever wrong? Before we take our next break, let's bring John onto the stage. Hello, John. How are you? John?
Doing well.
No, there's John right there. And, John, your story, what part of town do you live in?
Webster.
I'm sorry?
Webster.
Webster Groves. Are you married, engaged?
I'm single.
You're single. Are you want to stay single, or are you looking for somebody?
I'm looking.
You are. How old would you be, John? How old are you?
25. Yep.
So, ladies, if you like John's talent, he's 25, he's looking for love. And what is your talent, John?
I can do a duck call.
A duck call. Well, you've heard one of the best, the duck call master, John Londoff, so you know what we would compare it to. John, go right ahead. Duck call.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm telling you right now, I can tell that was without an apparatus. That was just with your voice, right?
Yep.
Wow.
John cheats. Londoff uses an actual duck call. This John doesn't need a duck call. He is his own duck call. One more time, John. Wow. Unbelievable. John, Dan's going to take your number. You know about the prize package, I guess. He's going to take your number. Good luck to you. Thanks for playing the call. Thanks for being on the call. Woo! We have to take a break. I almost hate to break. This is going so well.
Man.
Good luck to us.
This is the call.
I love our theme song. First Community Credit Union. Maybe I can talk to Mr. Barks at First Community Credit Union and arrange to present the winner with a check for $5.50. You know, that's $5.50, what the heck? But for now, here are the prizes. Signed joke CD by the joke master, that would be me. A signed brand new harmonica, signed by the harmonica master, Dan Strauss, with a letter of certifying that it's his signature. And a signed picture of a woman with big boobs, signed by the boob master, General. Yeah. Eon the Peon. How would you sign it? Would you sign it Eon the Peon, guys?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you'd have to. Well, this is going so well. I just thank you all so much. We may get another talent or two in before we have to give it up for the day. But again, next Thursday, we're going to do several Thursdays. And then, you talk about a tough decision, judging this? You'd hate to be us, wouldn't you? This is not going to be an easy thing to do. First Community Credit Union, as I mentioned, is a place to bank. It's not just a place to bank. It's a great place to bank. And for several reasons, their rates are very, very competitive. I get emails from people that say, my goodness, we moved our car loan over to First Community. I can't believe we're saving like $40 a month. The rate's better. Payoff amount's the same. Still driving the same car. He's got a better rate. That's not uncommon. I get comments from people about the level of service, how there's such a difference. Well, the reason there's a difference is that when you walk into First Community Credit Union, or when you call them, when they talk to you, they're talking to the boss, because you're one of the owners. We, the members, own First Community Credit Union. Don't try to sell your part of it. It doesn't work that way. You can't cash it in. But it literally is owned by all the members and the people who do their banking there. So if you want to be assured that you're getting a good rate, you don't have to go shopping around to see if somebody else is better, you don't have to worry about that. They work real hard at getting you the best rates they can get you. Safety, stability, it's all there. And fresh popcorn at every location, all year long, every day. Just a little perk, and then when it gets really, really hot, and it will, popsicles. We'll let you know when those are available. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
See how the roads look right now and check some traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got an accident on northbound 170 near Frost, and it looks like the folks are just squeezing by on the left shoulder, and traffic is backed up approaching Highway 70. On westbound 70, you've got, I don't know if it's a stall or a minor accident on the right shoulder at Zumbel. You're pretty slow now from the Blanchette Bridge out through Zumbel. Southbound 270 picking up more volume between Page down through Manchester. On westbound 40, you've got the normal slowdown, Science Center through McCausland. Looks like from Spady out to about Mason, you're slow. And then out through Chesterfield Valley, you're running slow in pockets all the way to the Boone Bridge. You've got northbound 255 really jamming up from Highway 5570 up to about looks like Horseshoe Lake Road, and then things open up to Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for their vehicle that you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, coming up on The Carney Show, Friday edition. We go to the movies. Tom McKeith will join us for that. Also, if you look like Prince Harry, wouldn't you work a deal to get a reality show and travel around the country and hit on women? Somebody has. We'll talk to him on the Friday show. It starts at 1.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Spring is here. That's good news. The bad news is, when was the last time you turned on your air conditioner? You probably should get it checked out for the season. That's why you should call Gelmish & Sons. Gelmish & Sons has been around three generations, started in 1950. That's 64 years family-owned and operated. If your air conditioner is on the fritz and your heater is in trouble, Gelmish & Sons will install a new air conditioner and a heater. Listen to this. $26.95 installed for a full Lennox system. Now, Gelmish & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer that they earned that reputation due to their superior customer service. At Gelmish & Sons, $26.95 for a full Lennox system, or call them to get your air conditioner checked for the spring season. Gelmish, doesn't matter what you call them, call Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110, or you can always check them out online, gelmishandsons.com, 314-993-1110, or gelmishandsons.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour, or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
Is the USA becoming a soccer country? Join the KTRS sports team as they broadcast live from Graham Chapel on the campus of Washington University on Monday, May 5th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. This event is free and open to the public and will feature Dan Flynn, General Secretary of U.S. Soccer, Clark Hunt, founding investor of Major League Soccer, Taylor Twellman, ESPN soccer commentator and 2005 Major League Soccer MVP, along with Grant Wall, Sports Illustrated senior writer and Fox Sports analyst. The panel discussion will be moderated by Michael J. Cambridge, adjunct instructor in communications and journalism in University College, who teaches soccer and the global village, the culture of the World Cup. For more information or to RSVP, visit ucollege.wustl.edu/soccer or call 314-935-6700. The KTRS broadcast is presented by Worldwide Technology and the St. Louis Scott Gallagher Soccer Club.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one. Looking for a Sunday family-style chicken dinner? You'll find it at Gallagher's in Waterloo, where everything is homemade. Every Sunday from 11:30 a.m. till 7 p.m., enjoy family recipe fried chicken, mashed potatoes, cream gravy, corn custard, slow-cooked green beans with ham, and Susie Gallagher's dessert for not a lot of money. Hungry yet? Take the family to Gallagher's at 114 West Mill Street in Waterloo for a homemade Sunday family-style chicken dinner that will have you coming back for more. Gallagher's. For three generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at kunafoodservice.com.
It's time to start thinking about the summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Outdoor Living has a showroom with 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. Outdoor Living is the only lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for the projects, and they also offer professional-grade material. Outdoor Living also stocks TimberTech decking. It's a composite capped with a polymer shell. What does that mean? It means it's low maintenance, scratch resistant, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. It also comes in a variety of colors. Complete your deck with TimberTech railing, and don't forget the lights. Where do you check it out? Outdoor Living, Highway 44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com. For all of your outdoor needs, it's OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associate or staples.com/copy and print for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journey, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com.
It's a great day today. I'm about to tell you why. You know, I'm not that guy who gets up at lunches and banquets and MCs and does auctions and stuff. Hey, look at me. I'm glad there are people who like to do that. I've never been comfortable with that. But I'll tell you the guy that I am. I'm the guy who knows what I can do and what I don't do, and what I've always been able to do is ask listeners for things that we need. And in this case, it's St. Jude. And I will update you after the news at the top of the hour, but I believe We have sold the spaces for two couples at the table, trivia night. I just want to confirm it, and I know who's behind it, credible, and I just want to confirm it. And once I do that, that'll be great. That's what makes the great day. The other thing is the text I got about the free dental care for the next 2 days at the Chaffetz Arena. Days like today put me in a really, really good mood. So thank you. And it's all because of the audience that is so responsive. If there'd be a way that I could somehow get through the skulls of advertisers out there, how loyal this audience is. But there is no service that shows that. There's no... We have one rating service, and it's a joke, and even it doesn't get into loyalty and responsiveness of an audience. They don't track that. They don't calculate that. But I do, and our advertisers do. And when I come on and go, hey, I need $3,000 for two couples to sit at a trivia night, and boom, got it. I need 100 people to go on a trip with us. Boom, got it. I need $10,000 for a football signed by Kurt Warner and Orlando Pace. Got it. I need money for Friends of Kids with Cancer. Got it. I need to go to Ballast Dental Care. You heard the lady call a while ago. Hadn't been in years and years and years in calls, and it's what I hear all the time. Everything you said about Ballast Dental Care was right. So thank you to the absolute world's greatest audience, and what I now know is the world's most talented audience. Joe Hipperson will not be able to join us today. Neither will Bill Cleveland. And here's the good news. Now back to the call.
This is the call.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what has turned out in just one show to be the greatest talent show on radio, and calls are stacked up again already. Let's take our next contestant. That would be David. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you going?
I'm doing fine. What part of town do you live in?
Well, actually, I don't live in town. I live out of town, but whenever I'm in St. Louis, I'm always AM in the PM.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where do you live?
I live about 3 hours south down by the Arkansas border, West Plains, Missouri.
All right. Can you pick us up down there, or do you use an app, or what do you do?
I use an app, and like I said, I get in town about two or three times a month, so I'm always listening.
Now, what do you do?
I'm in the steel industry. I travel around the country. This week I was visiting Kupfer Brothers over in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. So you're like Superman, Man of Steel, sort of.
Exactly, yeah.
David, Man of Steel. Married, divorced, happy, miserable? What's the story?
Very married.
And very miserable?
Usually. Being on the road helps.
I might add the world's most honest audience.
Well, he's on the road a lot, so I guess that helps.
And alleviate some of the misery when you're on the road. So, David, what is your talent?
Well, I give you a choice. You can either hear a cricket or the old Boxcar Willie train.
I'd like to hear both. How about you guys?
I would like
to. I think everybody would like to hear both, because... You know, if you have multiple talents, why not throw everything you can? Because this is a considerable prize package. What would you like to start with? Which one you want to start? Which one you want to start with, David?
Well, I'll just you can tell me which one's which. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear that one?
There's no doubt. That's crickets, like real crickets. Now you either cheated and held a real cricket. You either cheated and held a real cricket up to the phone, or that was you doing the cricket. That's how good it was.
My legs are sore from rubbing them together.
Wow, he did them by rubbing his legs together. And now, what's the other thing? Boxcar Willie what?
Okay, well, here you go. Here's the, I'm driving by the train, so hang on.
Okay. Wow. Unbelievable. Now, there are people, I've seen those wooden things you buy at Cracker Barrel, you blow in them, it makes a train sound. You did that with your throat.
That was all me.
Do the train again.
That's unbelievable.
This is blowing me away. What an audience. David, hang on. Dan's going to take your number. Thank you so much for being on the call.
I appreciate it.
I got chills.
Man.
I feel like I was almost hit by a train. Jim is up next. Jim, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How you doing? I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you, Jim. What part of town?
I'd like to sing the national anthem the way it was written. I'm so tired of listening to these pop freaks get on there and use all different kinds of tones and ruin it.
Well, Jim is obviously...
I'm singing at the ball game every time I go, and I have guys walk up to me, and it's service guys, and thank me for singing it right. I'd like to sing it.
Obviously,
right.
Jim is a patriot. Jim, what else do we need? We need to know what part of town you live in.
I live in Woodson Terrace. I used to be the mayor there. I've been married to my wonderful wife 59 years. I got 14 grandkids, 12 great-grandkids.
Listen to this guy.
The same business 59 years.
And
I had cancer 7 years ago, and the good Lord let me beat it. So, you know, that's it.
Wow. You're perfect to be one of our listeners. And now, ladies and gentlemen, singing it the way it was meant to be sung, the national anthem, here's Jim.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Wow! Play ball!
Wow! Well done, Jim.
Thank you.
Dan put a star by his name and a stripe.
Okay.
Okay, Jim, thank you for being on the call.
Thank you.
What a thrill this has to be for these people.
Yeah.
Am I at a ball game? For a minute, I forgot.
No.
I thought I was at Busch Stadium.
No, it's...
Let's bring Jeff onto the stage. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Frank. That's kind of a bummer I have to follow that one.
No. Let me tell you something. What a set of chops you've got. Listen to this guy, Jeff. Listen to this voice. Jeff, what part of town do you live in?
Frank, I'm in the big city of Otto, and in fact, you have the entire city shut down, and we're all listening to you. Oh, wait a minute, sorry. There's only five of us now. One just went to the bathroom.
City of six. What's your story there, Jeff? What do you do?
I work for a consulting company, environmental consulting.
All right, Jeff, I want you to do me a favor. After this contest is over and your participation is done, don't ever call us again with that voice, okay? Because all it does is reminds us how many people out there have better voices than we do and aren't
in
the business.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Jeff, what's your talent? Oh, real quickly, married, divorced, miserable, happy?
You know, I am very happily divorced, but I've got a smoking hot girlfriend.
All right.
Hey, I'm AM into PM.
Well, that completes the picture. What's right. The talent, Jeff?
Well, I have a couple of impressions.
Okay.
You may know them. You may know them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Yeah.
What was that?
We're ready. We're ready for the impression.
Come on. Stop it.
No. We didn't hear anything.
Yeah, we didn't hear it.
Trying to.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No.
Hello, Terry.
I believe that's a thing we used to use years ago.
Yeah.
Let's go to part two.
You ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, gang, Carney here.
In his dreams, his voice would sound like that. He would pay for surgery to have a voice that sound like that. Let's hear it again.
Hey, gang, Carney here.
Now take it up three octaves and put more gravel in it.
Yeah, kind of
sound
like...
Hey, gang, Carney here.
There you go.
I'd listen to him if it wasn't for that.
You'd listen to him if it weren't for his voice?
Yeah.
Well, I think you speak for thousands.
Wow.
Well, that was brutal. Yeah, it sounds like you like him. I'd listen to him if it weren't for his voice. Jeff, thank you very much. We'll hang on, and Dan's going to take your number, okay?
Thanks a lot.
That was Jeff, everybody, who has far too good a voice to not be in radio himself. One more, and then we'll take a break. Let's bring Jay onto the stage. Hello, Jay. Jay?
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
There he is. Jay, what part of town do you live in?
Lake St. Louis.
Lake St. Louis. I remember when it was built. I was with an ad agency, and we helped put the campaign together to sell lots at Lake St. Louis. Are you married, divorced, happy?
Happily married 15 years.
All right. What do you do?
I work for a rather large financial institution in
St. Louis downtown.
All right, and what's your talent?
I'm going to give you a line from 48 Hours, Nick Nolte.
Oh, can't wait. Good movie.
Here we go. We ain't brothers, we ain't partners, we ain't friends. And if we don't get Gantz, you're going to regret the day you ever met me.
That was unbelievable. He nailed Nick Nolte. Perfect. Well, Jay, have a great rest of the day, and thank you for being on the call.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. Hang on. Dan's going to get your number. That was a great Nick Nolte.
This is The Call.
That's right. And our first show comes to an end. A round of applause for a great set of talent. Holy cow. I thought if we get three good calls, this will be a success. We blew way past that. Thank you to all the people who were on hold. Just like the auditions at American Idol or any of those other shows, you just can't get everybody in. But there's always next Thursday. So next Thursday we will have a talent show again. Unless there's overwhelming demand by the public to do it more than once a week. Otherwise, every Thursday we'll do till we run out of talent. But I'm guessing from what I hear, that'll never happen.
No.
We'd have to do this show, this talent show, for 50 years, and we still wouldn't run out of talent. All right. Bethina Heating and Cooling. 56 or so. Let me check here. You don't really certainly need the air conditioning today. You need a little heat. Yeah, 50s, that's when the heat goes on at our house. And then let me just share with you what we're looking at. See, tomorrow, 65 degrees. 75 Saturday, 80 on Sunday. Air conditioning time, which means Matheny time. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 71 years this year. Great family business. If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, again, apologies to Illinois. St. Louis or St. Charles County, except for the very most western part of St. Charles County. About 95% of St. Charles County they cover. You do not have to call to find out, do you work on Bryant or Train? Or the answer to whatever your question is yes. If you're going to call and say, do you do commercial? The answer is yes. Residential, of course. Big, small. No system too big or small. There's none too complicated. They're trained for all of it. And if you need to replace your heating and cooling system, also, Matheny Heating and Cooling. You can find out all you need to know at their website, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.